Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. The title of today's post is Remember. Psalm 63, 6 through 8, the Passion Translation. I lie awake each night thinking of you, reflecting on how you help me like a father. I sing through the night under your splendor shadow, offering up to you my songs of delight and joy. With passion, I pursue and cling to you because I feel your grip on my life. I keep my soul close to your heart. There is perhaps no force on earth more powerful than music. It can soothe, agitate, bring joy, trigger sadness, arouse passion, stir energy, awaken memories, connect us to others, and more. I believe the primary purpose for its creation by God was worship. Though I enjoy other expressions of music as well. Another powerful creation the Lord gave us is the memory. Used appropriately, it can serve us in incredible ways. Periodically, I revisit worship songs that have been especially meaningful to me over the years. I've found that as I do so, I often experience the same impact in my heart, spirit, and emotions as I did when the song first impacted me. Our memories are more than file cabinets. They are alive, capable of reliving events and feelings. Scripture tells us to remember, to rehearse what God has done for us, for and in us. There is power in doing so. It keeps the fruit of what he did in the past alive today. In the Hebrew language, the words testify and remember actually contain the concept of doing again. I remember well in 2008 when I was instructed by Holy Spirit to stop everything, and I mean everything, in the church we were leading in Colorado Springs and do nothing but 24/7 worship for 90 days. As we obeyed, we didn't do typical worship sessions with a variety of styles and songs, but only vertical, worshipful songs directed to the Lord. The purpose was simply to lavish love and adoration on Him. It was life-changing, and I remember many stories from those 90 days. I remember walking into the sanctuary one evening. I spent several hours each day and night there and found my friend and spiritual son, Jeremy Burke, standing in a puddle of tears, singing the words, "This is no ordinary love." After worshiping for several hours, Jeremy was our worship leader at the time, he used to lead in those 90 days until he played guitar, till his fingers bled. After worshiping for several hours, Jeremy had become overwhelmed with the Father's love for us. These words flowed up from his spirit. The song he wrote from that experience is titled Jealous Jealousy. Here are a few of the words. This is pure love. This is holy fire. This is the real thing. Righteous desire. This is no ordinary love. It's a classic. It still rekindles what I felt during those 90 days. I teared up today as I remembered them. I remember the first time I heard Klaus Kuhn lead worship. I was already overwhelmed with the presence of the Lord. Then he sang his song, When I'm With You. It wrecked me. If you can't tell, Klaus is another of my all-time favorite worship leaders. His passion for God, released through his unsurpassed talent, stirs me at deep levels. Here are some of the words to the above song that he wrote. When I'm with you, my heart is satisfied. When I'm with you, my spirit can fly. When I'm with you, all the cares of my life just fade away. Till all I need is you. Here come the tears again as I wrote this. I remember when I first heard Klaus and Carrie Job singing Wonderful, Merciful Savior. This wasn't live, but from a recorded worship set. The hymn was written by Don Rogers and Eric Wise. The hymn has three verses, one each for Jesus, Holy Spirit, and the Father, and a chorus. Here's the first verse. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. As I listened, I was smitten by the phrase, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Yes, the tears flowed. I know I'm a wuss. When I listen to this song, it always moves me. We're soon coming up on Easter weekend, or as I prefer to call it, Resurrection Sunday. Though not the exact days on which the cross and resurrection occurred, they should be celebrated daily. Christ's death and resurrection are especially remembered on those particular days. I still remember my second Resurrection Sunday after I was restored to the Lord. It was March 30th, 1975. I was so filled with revelation of the risen Christ that early, around daylight, I grabbed my boombox, opened my back door, and played the Easter song sung by the group Second Chapter of Acts for the entire neighborhood. I realize some of you have no idea what a boombox is and thought the second chapter of Acts was only a portion of Scripture. You should get informed. For most people, the song's most climactic line is, "Joy to the world, he is risen." This classic song was written by Annie Herring and recorded by Second Chapter of Acts in 1974. I'm not sure if the neighbors appreciated my announcement, but I wanted the whole world to know Jesus was alive. I recall times of worship during my 2 years as a student at Christ for the Nations. In fact, I remember my very first worship experience there in 1977. The student body started each day with 30 minutes of worship and also had worship services every Tuesday night and Sunday afternoon, which included longer worship sessions. My first time of worship there was Sunday, January 2nd, 1977, the opening service of my first term. That day, the worship team led us in the song, "Sing Alleluia to the Lord." As 1,200 radical Jesus lovers sang, played, and worshiped with this song, and for some reason, as the violin began being heard more clearly, I distinctly remember thinking, this is what heaven will sound like. I will never forget it. Moments like these have no expiration date. Their shelf life is eternal. Pull them down once in a while and feed your spirit and soul with their rich nutrients. Take some time to reflect on experiences with the Lord that have deeply impacted you. Listen to songs that have been meaningful in the past. If you do so, Holy Spirit will visit you again. You may want to linger there. For those interested, below are links for the songs I mentioned. Give them a listen. But more importantly, don't forget to remember. And let's pray. Father, thank you for the pleasure of meeting with you in worship. We're so glad you're a relational God who loves to experience our company. Thank you for the powerful minds you gave us, including our memories. Remind us to remember. In fact, please bring to our remembrance times we should recall, reflect on. As we do so, cause the benefit in them to be re-experienced. We choose hunger. We ask for Holy Spirit to make us more hungry. We ask also for a new and higher level of intimacy with you. As Paul said, we want to know and understand you more. Release greater understanding of worship in the body of Christ and increase the anointing and revelation of worship leaders. More than any other spiritual gift or dynamic, we want this next great revival to be a presence movement. Moses said, the only thing that distinguished your people from other nations was your presence. Come to our homes, our schools, our parks, our streets, our businesses. Come to the cities and the rural areas. Infiltrate our government, education system. You are what people hunger for, though many don't know this. When they taste of you, they will know. Hover over this and other nations, releasing your thick, weighty presence. You have said through prophets that revival and reformation begin this year. Your presence will release it. Bring it. In Yeshua's name we ask. Amen. And our decree, we declare that we will remember and we will relive our past experiences with the Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it. If you have time, check out some of those great songs. I think you'll like them. I know you will if you have the time to do so. If not, pull out some of your favorites. Use them. Thanks again for joining me. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.